Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service ad agency, InsightCubed.com, and the elite training team at Tarot International. Achieve, lead, outclass at Tarot.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you guys are hanging out with us today. Stacey Williams is with us. She is with the IS Group. Now, what is all this, and what do they do, and why should we really care? Well, I'm going to tell you, it has something to do with water. It's top of mind awareness here in Iowa, and also it has to do with economic development. Stacey, welcome to the Business News Hour. Good to see you again.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
I think we saw each other last in Windsor Heights, didn't we?
Yeah, we bumped into each other at the Walnut Creek Watershed
Festival
a few weeks ago.
It's a little rainy, but hey, you know, water's water, right?
Still a great turnout for a little bit of a bummer weather.
Well, tell me a little bit about your organization, your company. What is it that you guys do?
So ISG is a multidisciplinary architecture and engineering firm. We do a variety of different things. My focus is on water quality, recreation. I do some grant writing, really working with both urban and rural partners on kind of all things water. So rural conservation practices, things like restored wetlands or those types of practices, but then also working with more urban communities on rain gardens or those types of practices that are being implemented in urban settings. And then really getting people out on their rivers and streams and getting people to them so that they realize what valuable resources that they have in their own backyard.
And they are valuable resources. One of the things about Iowa waterways, however, is the continued issue of what's polluted and what's not, and how we close beaches left and right, it seems like, and other waterways. And some people out there say that it's not getting any better. Other people say, oh, yeah, it's getting a lot better with nutrient reduction strategies and volunteerism. What's really going on? Any idea?
Well, I mean, I think that there are a lot of good things happening. That doesn't mean that there's not more to be done. It's going to take an urban and a rural component to really have meaningful change. I know one of the misconceptions is that our waters are not able to be swimmed in or paddleable. But that I paddle all summer on our river, our Iowa rivers, and have a lot of fun. But there's definitely.
But you have 3 years. No, I'm just kidding.
Wait a second.
How did that happen? Oh, yeah, she paddles in Iowa rivers, of course. Let's talk about, we don't do politics on the Business News Hour. We talk about economic development and business. And I think one of the interesting things is there's a number of communities all across Iowa that has seen the value of their waterways as more than what it used to be, just a place to have a hydroelectric dam and turn out some power. And they're turning that into recreation, and that has then spurred economic development in many of these communities. I know that Charles City, for example, has a rapids there. And also even Fort Dodge, they're taking out their old hydroelectric plant and taking a look at how they can reconfigure their waterway up there.
Yeah, there are communities throughout Iowa and throughout the country that are really reinvesting in their rivers and recognizing the potential of a vibrant riverfront and healthy rivers and healthy and safe rivers and streams. The examples you gave, Fort Dodge is doing a really great job and really looking to reconnect its downtown to its river. And one of the things that they
How
need to do to,
that
is to make that a safe for people that want to be out on the water. And there are a lot of other examples here in the metro where there's a team of folks that are working on looking at what to do with the downtown dams. ISG, we are looking at everything kind of regionally. So we're looking at not only improved access for paddlers, but also looking at opportunities for people to just get down and play in the water or bird watch or go fishing near their water and really incorporating them as part of the community. Oftentimes, ecotourism destinations, economic drivers. The Outdoor Industry Association has done studies, state-by-state studies, looking at the economic benefits of outdoor recreation. And for Iowa, it's a $8.7 billion industry annually, which is huge. It also brings in $649 million annually in state tax revenue. So it really is a big industry with something that's still kind of an untapped potential when you look at our waterways.
Stacey Williams, ladies and gentlemen, she's with ISG. We're talking about waterways in Iowa and how we can utilize them better in the future. One of the things, and we had this news story, it's been now maybe a couple of months ago, it was from the MPO, Metropolitan Planning Organization, about their real interest in waterways. And I think this is likened to, if you will, what we have on dry land in many places. You know, lots of folks thought, you know, these bike paths and these walking paths or whatever they happen to be called, that's just a waste of taxpayer money and it shouldn't be done. But you ask some of these communities that are connected to some of these bike trails, huge economic drivers. I mean, some of these communities are actually thriving now where they were dying maybe 15 or 20 years ago. And it's said that the waterways in Iowa are the next big economic driver. Right?
Yeah, I definitely agree. I mean, there are lots of examples throughout central Iowa and as well as throughout the state of the ways communities have embraced their land-based trails. And water provides that exact same sort of potential, except that the water is already there. So then looking at how to get people there. Some examples of what we've been looking at through the MPO study. One example would be the city of Johnston along Beaver Creek.
Correct.
They were looking at how to get people out on their water, but then also marketing their Merle Hay Corridor as a hub for recreation, for biking, for paddling.
That is a big, big, big deal. You know, we had that news story some time ago, but that Merle Hay Corridor and how it connects to the river is huge. I mean, they are really banking a lot on that.
Yeah, I mean, it could be a really key part of mm-hmm. of the economic development there, and just one of the many things: the restaurants, the shops, the dining, the housing that they're planning for that area, and then incorporating that into those larger plans.
And I've seen drawings, interestingly enough, you should talk about Johnson, but I've seen drawings in Windsor Heights where they're talking about redoing some of that. As a matter of fact, it was at the Watershed Project, and we were looking at some of these really cool designs on how to get people back down to the water and utilize that Walnut Creek area.
Yeah, well, and Walnut Creek and Windsor Heights is a really great example of that, too. You have this fantastic park in Colby Park, but looking at how to then bring people to the water. The bike path goes right through there, but there's, as of right now, not a lot of connection to that creek, mm-hmm. which is flowing right through kind of the heart of that area. So we've been looking at opportunities, again, to get people down to the water, to be able to interact with it, to enjoy it, and really to extend park programming so that it includes the water and it includes the creek.
Sure, how nice it would be to be able to drop a kayak there and, you know, at the bend near Walmart in Windsor Heights and then kayak on down to Gray's Lake. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah. And some of our smaller creeks are only floatable during certain times of the year, but they're able to be, you know, do some creek walking or do some exploring and really to be a vibrant part of the community for much, much larger portion of the year.
Stacey Williams is our guest. She's with the ISG, IS Group, and we're talking about the viability of waterways all across the state of Iowa. What other towns have been doing some cool things that you can think of?
Well, there are several examples in Iowa. Manchester is one that always comes to mind where they did some dam mitigation and now have a really vibrant kind of riverfront. There are breweries that have popped up that along their Whitewater Park and a variety of different things. Elkader is another example that they've embraced their river and they've seen some economic growth. I really think the work that's happening as part of this MPO project really could be transformational for our region, especially because we're looking at it from not only downtown Des Moines, but also the surrounding communities and how that plays into a regional vision and from a marketing perspective and providing a variety of different opportunities for people to get out and explore, but then also shop. And dining.
Restaurants and all kinds of things, yeah. So let me ask this, and one of the questions that we get when we start talking about mitigating dams or getting rid of dams or other things that are out there, people say, well, wait a minute, they got to be there for a reason, and I'm not a builder or contractor or civil engineer. Why are they there?
Well, there's a variety of different reasons why dams were or were some of the dams, different dams were originally put in place. Some are no longer serving the purpose that they originally were intended for,
dams.
Like some of the smaller hydro. And it doesn't make economic sense anymore to repair and to continue doing hydro. So those for those, it often makes sense to remove. For others, like some of the ones that we're looking at, in downtown Des Moines, there's existing infrastructure. Waterworks has a water intake, so keeping that pool there is important. So that's why they're looking at options to make them safer, but also maintaining the pool. So there are some options to do some different things while keeping the infrastructure there in
place.
Yeah,
and that is the issue, isn't it, here in Des Moines anyway. We have these low-level dams that are attempting to keep the pooled water and harness some of that, but it's the safety in the undertow when you hit some of those things. People just can't utilize the water, right?
Yeah. They can be really dangerous. There's a current that once you get caught in that, you can't get out. And oftentimes, they sneak up on people. You know, they don't, even though there's signage out there, they're still, people get caught, and they're a danger for people, and really an impediment for people getting into the water and in our downtown.
Now, MPO, Metropolitan Planning Organization, they have contracted with you guys to do what?
Yeah, so there are two teams. There's a team looking at the downtown portion and those dams. And then we are looking at all of the different amenities within the region. So we're looking at 8 different water bodies, around 145 proposed amenities. So that includes access, new access points, park facilities, natural play features, how to tie them into the land-based trails. It also includes things like doing some stream bank restoration and water quality improvements and potentially water quality monitoring. So really having that educational piece attached to it as well.
One of the things we haven't spent a lot of time on, and I want to dovetail into that, is urban issues and pools and how to retain water so that it doesn't erode areas. And when we get a large rainstorm, that rain that falls on parking lots, for example, has some place to go rather than just into the storm sewer. Is that something that we can work on?
Yeah, there are a variety of different things depending on kind of different circumstances, but there are things like rain gardens or bioswales, permeable pavers. Some of the things we're looking at are kind of reconnecting to portions of the floodplain in areas where there are lots of areas that are no longer connected, and so the water doesn't have anywhere to go, and so it rushes downstream really quickly. Mm-hmm. But if you re-engage that floodplain, so area, then water can store, filter, get back into the system, and it slows down the velocity of the water moving.
It really is surprising when you take a look at the history of Iowa. So much of Iowa was floodplain in lots of areas, and then we started to tile so that we could, agricultural tile so that we could utilize that land, and then that reconnected the water in other places. So it really is, lots of these issues are man-made issues that we are now trying to find ways in which we can mitigate what we've done in the past and then utilize those spaces for not only recreation, but outdoor activities, all kinds of things, correct?
Yeah, exactly. And, rivers are dynamic systems. They're constantly changing and evolving. And some of the things that we as humans do have expedited that process in some examples. But yeah, really looking at ways for not only people that want to paddle, but people that want to go hiking or just spend time outside and having those places that they can do that. I mean, we have wonderful natural resources in our state. So looking at ways to bring more people there so that they can enjoy them in a variety of different ways. And then, really looking at the economic and ecotourism potential that they provide.
Stacey Williams, ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking about stuff that's going on Iowa Waterways, ISG. Thank you so much for coming in and doing this. I've really looked forward to this because I think so many people just look at this. So they look at the water and they go, yeah, okay, fine. We got creeks, we got rivers. But if they look at those with different glasses, they can start to see economic development for our communities and our cities.
Yeah, they're really a fantastic and often untapped resource and these really natural wonders right in the middle of our cities and towns.
And, if anybody really wants proof of that, just go take a gander at Gray's Lake and remember what it used to be like versus what it is like today, and could be even better. Good stuff. Thank you so much, Stacey.
Thank you for having
Stacey Williams with ISG. They are a custom and, they do all kinds of things in the world of design and build. I think it's fabulous stuff, and I'm really into this. This is really good news, and thanks so much for doing this.
Yeah, of course. I'm happy to be here, and I'm really into this stuff, too.
I can tell. I can tell. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll check out what happened today on Wall Street. Where the market's up, down, in the middle, we'll check it all. Oh, and what did the tax plan do that the GOP rolled out? We'll have that story coming up next here on the Business News Hour.